You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has less than 10 years to act on climate change before facing irreparable damage, according to a new report by the Australian Climate Council. The report urges Australia to cut emissions by 75% before 2030 and reach net zero emissions by 2035. It forecasts that global average temperatures will rise by more than 1.5 degrees during the 2030s. Will Steffen is the author of the report.
The problem is the rate of climate change, the rate at which the temperature is rising, the rate at which sea level is rising, the rate at which extreme weather is changing, is outside the norms for ecosystems to adapt to. So here in Australia, many ecosystems are adapted to a fairly variable climate anyway. We are the land of drought and flooding rains, and we do get extreme heat. But what's happening now is that these ecosystems, whether they be forests or coral reefs or coastal mangroves or whatever, are experiencing conditions that they're not adapted to.
Those on the front lines of Australia's efforts to grapple with a changing climate are anxious about the impact on their livelihoods. Cattle farmer Olivia Lawson and her husband Tom have struggled through devastating droughts.
Last drought, they were shipping in hay from Western Australia, which comes at huge expense. So it's not just a financial toll, it's also really a big emotional toll. But also often with these events come severe bushfires. And bushfires obviously have sudden and dramatic consequences that are really, really stressful.
Ms. Lawson says she hopes this report will inspire action from politicians and business leaders. Given the devastation she has seen from a 1 degree increase in temperature, she's fearful of what a 1.5 degree increase will look like. She spent her life building a career in agriculture, but says now it's under a great threat.
It is not like we can pack up and go and do something else quite often if this is all we've done. This is all our experience. We've both been to uni and both studied ag science, and that's always something that we've wanted to do is run our own beef breeding business. And also on a bigger scale, we're providing food for on the table for Australians, and I think people need to also realise that we don't want to start becoming net importers of food because we can't farm anymore. I mean, that's a very drastic way of looking at it, but we need to keep farmers profitable, we need to keep farmers afloat here so we're not relying on substandard produce.
One of Australia's most famous landmarks is also bearing the brunt of rising temperatures. The Great Barrier Reef is seeing coral bleaching on a heartbreaking scale, according to marine scientist Ove Hervé-Goldberg. Mr. Hervé-Goldberg has been studying the reef for over 40 years.
And in the last 5 years, we saw three record mass bleaching events affect hundreds of kilometres of the Great Barrier Reef. And in each case, somewhere between 30% and 50% of the shallow water corals die. It's a large reef system. You can see it from space. It's basically the size of Italy. So these changes in the health of corals had us very worried, because it's not just corals, of course. It's the fish that live in the corals. They drive tourism and fishing and fisheries, which ultimately is worth about $5 to $6 billion to Australia.
He believes that even getting close to the Paris target of net zero emissions by 2050 is not good enough. He adds that with that target, we're going to have a loss of a lot of coral, perhaps 90%.
So we're being pushed into very increasingly difficult conditions, which may trigger things like tipping points, where you get a complete switch in, say, the Great Barrier Reef, it's no longer coral-dominated.
Will Steffen does have a solution as to how we can bring down our emissions to a manageable level.
So the best way to get emissions down fast is to convert your electricity system from fossil fuels to renewables. And we have some of the very best solar resource in the world, and we also have very good wind resource. Now, when you put those two together, there is no other country in the OECD group, anyway, that can come close. But we should do better than the global average. We should go for about a 75% emission reduction by 2030 and go to net zero by 2035, which with a big, concerted, whole-of-society effort, we could probably do this.
It remains to be seen how business and political leaders will respond to such ambitions. Ilias Bekala, SBS News.